Are young people to blame for problems in Hong Kong? During the second half of 2014, thousands of young people in Hong Kong stood up and voiced their dissatisfaction with social and government policies which they found to be detrimental to the future of their home city. Their discontent with the government or society originated from three main issues: the lack of social mobility, unaffordable housing, and concern about social justice. Young adults are certainly not to blame for trying to turn the tide, nor are they bringing trouble to the public. Rather, they are left helpless facing various problems in society. The majority of Hong Kong teenagers lack opportunities to upgrade their living standards. A study reveals that more than half of the employees in Hong Kong regularly work unpaid overtime, and those under the age of 30 work the longest hours of any demographic group. Young people in Hong Kong work unbelievably long hours, and the salary they receive for their efforts is nowhere near commensurate with what it should be. What's worse, they are living in the 13th most expensive city in the world. The cost of living in Hong Kong is so high that young workers have no money left over to pay for extra studies to enhance their career prospects. Many young workers see themselves remaining poor all their working lives. They have every right to be concerned about their future. The government must improve education and training opportunities so as to facilitate the youth's social mobility. Young people who want to live independently from their parents find property prices and rents unaffordable. For the current price of a small unit in Hong Kong, a buyer could buy two or even three larger units in thriving British cities like Leeds and Manchester. Hong Kong's average home price is more than 4.02 million Hong Kong dollars. And the annual household income is 270,000 Hong Kong dollars on average. As a matter of fact, most of Hong Kong's fresh graduates earn around 13,000 Hong Kong dollars each month. The housing in Hong Kong is definitely unaffordable for most of the young workers, unless they were born with silver spoons in their mouths. It is a downright unfair situation. No wonder many of them feel frustrated and see public housing as the way out. The government have implemented few cooling measures in the property market, but a little drop in housing prices would not work in the long run. The government should treat the cause instead of the symptom. The key to tackle the affordability issue is to increase the supply of housing. The third major problem facing young adults in Hong Kong is much more complex. Teens in Hong Kong have been criticised for being too aggressive, forthcoming, and idealistic. But who has the courage to defy the consensus, to stand for principle, to challenge the authority, if not teenagers? The Occupy movement shows young people's determination to preserve Hong Kong's core values, such as democracy, human rights, and freedom of speech. The central government and the Hong Kong government need to understand the mindset of the youth of Hong Kong and take action. Otherwise, the present tensions will not go away and Hong Kong will suffer. Clearly, the enormity of the three main problems facing young people in Hong Kong cannot be overemphasised. Instead of blaming the youth for the situation, discussion and listening should be at the centre of any moves made by the government to address the concerns that youngsters recently raised concerning the future and the present of Hong Kong. Reworking land and housing policies would help, but no one expects changes like this to happen overnight. Young people in Hong Kong do have every right to be listened to and have their concerns discussed at governmental level.